This is a time of year when extended families get together, catch up on family news, eat, celebrate, and for many, to talk politics. With the 2012 presidential election on the horizon, NPR's Debbie Elliott made a stop in Camden, South Carolina, during our recent Hard Times road trip to hear what was on the minds of the close-knit Gaither James family. Like other African Americans who are considered a part of President Obama's political base, they're concerned about the economy and today's political climate.
Members of Camden Second Presbyterian Church recently gathered after Sunday service for a special meal.
And another spoon for macaroni.
The parish house kitchen is a flurry of activity. Longtime church members and sisters, Ernestine James Adams and Althea James Truett, are gathered around the table where Truett is using an electric knife to carve her famous ham. Adams takes a little sample.
She could eat some ham.
The sisters, in their late 70s, have deep roots at Second Presbyterian. Their grandfather was a founding member when the church was established in 1893. Their father, the town's blacksmith, was an elder. As a boy, he attended the church's school, back then the only option for African Americans. On this Sunday evening, Ernestine Adams welcomed several of their cousins to the parish house, telling them what they missed earlier.
You should have been there, Dwight. Mm. That food was out of sight. I'll tell you.
Dwight James is the sister's second cousin and is the state director of the NAACP. He and his wife, Deborah, have 17-year-old twins who will soon be heading off to college in these uncertain times.
It's a difficult forecast for any of us right now because of the state of the economy.
South Carolina has a 10.5% unemployment rate. James is hopeful that a good education will provide opportunities for his sons, just like it's done for generations of the James family. Ernestine Adams and her sister, Althea Truett, both have PhDs. They had distinguished careers in the Northeast and moved back home to Camden to retire. They say it's a different place than when they were growing up, but with some of the same issues, namely lingering racism. The same thing Truett says that's holding the nation back right now.
How can we not carry on a conversation about the state of America without talking about racism?
You know, we need to have this conversation and move on.
That's William Gaither, another cousin.
Well, we can't move on because there is no truth and no reconciliation.
Gaither is recently retired from the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce. He doesn't agree with the theory that America moved into a post-racial era when President Obama was elected. Neither does Ernestine Adams.
That's sort of like a cave for hiding.
Adams says denying racism keeps the country from reaching its full economic potential.
You know, a lot of what we are experiencing will not go away until we admit the most outstanding and devastating problem in this country. And it is that people are treated differentially only because they are of a different color.
Her cousin, educator Ann Gaither Cureton, says even President Obama doesn't get the respect he should as president because of the color of his skin.
From South Carolina, a representative to yell out should be decorum. You lie to the president and not be chastised by that?
She's referring to Republican Congressman Joe Wilson, who was rebuked by the U.S. House for the outburst during the president's speech to a joint session of Congress in 2009. Cureton says some Republicans would rather see President Obama fail than the nation prosper. Dwight James thinks that reflects the near toxic political climate today.
It's race, and then it's power. It's control.
The class power.
They don't want to concede that to any other institution, person, or party. She tagged the Republicans. But there are also some Democrats own some of this
absolutely.
As well. There's a group of people in Congress who don't want to share power.
The relatives here don't necessarily agree with some critics on the left who say President Obama hasn't done enough to help the poor and disenfranchised. They say he's done a good job given the obstacles he inherited: the economy, wars abroad, the housing crisis, and now an uncooperative Congress. Althea Truitt.
He has had to go down that lonely road alone. And I admire and respect the fact that it has not knocked the fight out of him, that he wants to run again. I think I would say, to hell with it, you can have it.
Truitt believes the country can recover, but with the unemployment rate in the African American community disproportionately high, the family members here agree there are challenges ahead for the next generation. Deborah Grant James, the mother of the twin teenagers, says what's interesting is to look at the world through their eyes.
To them, capitalism trumps racism. They don't consider that because I'm a black man or a black male, I'm going to be limited. No, they want to compete with whomever is out there.
But they have learned some lessons, she says, like the time one son had the highest average but was passed over for an academic honor that went instead to a white student. They later learned the parents of the winner had donated money to the school.
Instead of taking the adopting the opinion that because he is black, he was discriminated against, he saw it more that the money, because they had the power, he lost.
But it's both.
It is both.
It is both.
This is why. It is both, because racism is embedded in capitalism.
Controlling resources, James says, is how the notion of race got started in the first place and is now why it's still alive today. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
You can follow our Hard Times series at NPR.org and on Twitter at NPR Hard Times. You're listening to NPR News.